Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I forgot it was midnight.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He gets me every time. He lowers it. I raise the volume in my headset, and then he blasts me out. Happens every time with that Rosenberg. Don't you know? 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. We got you for a five-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way to the warm-up show. We got Nico on the other side. Fleegs is with us and obviously still hanging out with Paul Rosenberg. You know, you could bring up that singles discussion we had again. Yeah, sure I can, Paul. I got to talk about Russell Wilson. We'll get to the baseball as we are now 2 days away. Two days away. Actually, no, it's tomorrow now. We're a day away. It's just a day away. Tomorrow. But let's start with the signing that the New York Giants had today, or yesterday now, as they bring in Russell Wilson to be the second veteran that they signed in a matter of, what, a week? Right? It was Friday. They brought in Jameis Winston. Now they bring in Russell Wilson. Remember how with the Juan Soto, and we'll get into Juan Soto, and we'll get into the Mets and Yankees, and more articles written about why and how Juan Soto became a New York Met. I told you Plan B sucked. Well, for the New York Giants, in my estimation, Plan A was Aaron Rodgers and bringing in a quarterback through the draft. Plan B was either Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. So they went with Plan B and C because Plan B sucked so much. And now two different quarterbacks, two veteran quarterbacks to come in and kind of stabilize a room. And I understand what they're doing. And let's just make this clear, first and foremost, because everybody seems to be confused or everybody doesn't seem to understand what the Giants want to do. What does this indicate? How are the Giants feeling? This is the bottom line. The New York Giants still need to draft a quarterback. And none of this, not signing Jameis Winston, not signing Russell Wilson, will stop them from doing so if they believe in the quarterback. I don't think this impacts what they're doing at three in the least, because we're forgetting one thing. Like, I was watching videos from the Talking Giants guys. They do a great job watching a bunch of different people. And it's like, well, you can't, like, everything they're doing. I mean, you're looking to sign and trade for Matthew Stafford. Now you're looking to get Aaron Rodgers. Now you're signing two veteran quarterbacks. You've got DeVito. Like, everything they're doing indicates they're not drafting a quarterback at three, which I think we're forgetting one simple truth that nobody seems to understand. There's no guarantee that Shedeur Sanders and certainly not Cam Ward are going to be there at three. To me, this isn't an indication of how the Giants feel about Shedeur Sanders. This is much more of an indication of how the Giants feel about every other quarterback in the draft. Because they are, thanks to winning that game against the Colts, and it all comes back. And I dare you to tell me how they were better off winning that stupid game, because they'd have the first pick in this draft and they might not have one of these two quarterbacks. They might not have either of these two quarterbacks if you know you are getting a quarterback. There are two quarterbacks in this draft. I know all of you, you know, quarterback college football savants out there, all of you know that Jackson Dart's the better quarterback. All of you know that Milroe's going to be a stud. All of you know that you like this guy and you like that guy, and he's better than Shedeur and he's better than Cam Ward. I wouldn't touch either of those two guys. I know all of you quarterback savants out there and how you feel. But for the most part, The idea is there are two quarterbacks in this draft, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, that are viewed to be franchise NFL quarterbacks worthy of the pick at number three that the Giants are taking. That's it. And the New York Giants are not drafting one or two. They do not know if Shedeur Sanders is going to be available for them at three. The Cleveland Browns, God knows, need a quarterback. There is no guarantee. That's what we're forgetting. We're looking at all this stuff. Oh, what is this? Oh, you're telling me they're going to trade for Matthew Stafford and pay him? And they were willing to do that? And how could you tell me they're high on Shedeur Sanders if they were willing to do that? Oh, they've been playing the waiting game for Aaron Rodgers? How can you tell me that they're big on drafting a quarterback three when they're willing to do that? Oh, now they sign two veterans? They bring in Russell Wilson and they bring in Jameis Winston? Well, how could you tell me they're looking at drafting a quarterback third? I mean, they've got two quarterbacks in the room. Because they don't know. They don't know they can draft a quarterback third. And as we've seen with this quarterback room, since 40 to nothing against the Dallas Cowboys the second year of this regime, it has been a disaster. The New York Giants just signed two veteran quarterbacks that I could argue are better than any quarterback. In fact, I would argue, still, as of right now, the way they play today, you can make an argument that the Giants just signed in the last week two quarterbacks that are the best two quarterbacks Brian Daboll has had as quarterback, as head coach of the New York Giants. And they got them both for guaranteed $14.5 million. And Russell Wilson's 1 year with incentives to make it up to as much as 21, but they guaranteed him 10.5. So for $14 million. And, you know, for this coming season, and then four on top of for Jameis Winston in the second year. But for this year in this room right now, $14.5 million for two veteran quarterbacks who made starts in one games in this league last year. Russell Wilson, who led his Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs. Now, he was terrible down the stretch, but led the team to the playoffs, can still throw a deep ball, is still Russell Wilson, is capable of managing your team, understands different offenses, and gives you a chance to at least be somewhat successful. Like $14.5 million for your quarterback is nothing. They are throwing it up against the wall and seeing what sticks. They wanted Aaron Rodgers. I'm assuming now that they've got an indication, because I still believe that if they felt they had a chance at Rodgers, they would wait. But I would think signing both of these guys in the span of a couple of days, and it's starting on Friday after Aaron Rodgers spent the entire day with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would think this is some sort of, you know, indication that they've gotten that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come to be a New York Giant. So now they bring in two quarterbacks. They're paying them $14 million combined. And yes, if Shedeur Sanders is there at three, they are still taking Shedeur Sanders, because this group, this regime, needs to draft the quarterback of the future. And as much as we don't like the idea of this regime making decisions based on keeping their jobs, right? And I don't love that idea either, and I don't think they would do anything stupid. They didn't go out and give any crazy amount of money for a quarterback. It's $14 million for two veteran guys who have won games, who could throw the ball down the field when you have, you know, a speed, when you have different wide receivers like Malik Nabers, who's a stud. Like, I think, like, when you look at this group right now, the offense can be better. You've got these two guys, and as you're making decisions based on how to, you know, move forward in the organization, because whatever decision they make without that thought, it won't matter because they won't be here. And that's why I'm so tired of people telling me, oh, well, listen, you take whoever at three. You think maybe you don't draft a quarterback this year. Wait for next year when the quarterback draft is better. How do you tell Shane and Dable? How do you tell this owner? Like, if you think about it with Shane and Dable, if they are good enough, if they don't draft a quarterback this year, let's just say the Giants don't draft a quarterback this year, that they're going with the veteran room, they feel that as long as they get good quarterback play, they can win some games and justify staying with this owner. Which, by the way, as Jordan Renan has posted a couple times on Twitter, covers the Giants for ESPN. Are you telling me that they sold the owner on their plan of signing two over-the-hill failed veterans? Like, that's what they said. Hey, you got to keep us. We're going to go bring in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. That was the plan that that got them their jobs back? Hey, we'll take best player available at three. Our last draft was fairly good. We'll find some other hidden gems, and we're going to bring in two stiffs. A guy who can't stop throwing pick sixes, and a guy who hasn't really been the Hall of Fame track quarterback we expected for the last 4 years. We're going to bring those two guys in, and that's going to save our season. That's the plan they sold to the owner to keep their jobs. I find that very hard to believe that the future of the franchise wasn't part of the package plan that they gave this owner to move forward with. And then even if you don't draft a quarterback this year, this is the one I really love because I don't understand it. If the Giants don't draft a quarterback this year, right? How the hell, don't draft a quarterback this year. Next year, the quarterback's much, go get Arch Manning. Go get this quarterback. Next year, there'll be a good crop. Okay. If they win enough games to justify their jobs with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. If they turn those two quarterbacks into a successful year, win 9-10 games, sneak into the playoffs, or whatever the case may be, because with those two, you're going to have to win a hell of a lot of games. Six games ain't going to cut it just because you won three this year. You can't tell this owner, hey, I brought in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and we did win six games. That's twice as many as last year. That's not going to cut it. So if they win enough games with Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, they're going to be in a position where it's going to be very difficult to get Arch Manning or any other top quarterback in the draft because they're going to be picking in the 20s. And if they don't win enough games where they'll be set up to draft the quarterback next year without the quarterback in the room now, it's not going to be Shane and Dable. And I know you don't care about that, but they're the ones making the decisions. Like, they can't play this game. They either win enough games to justify their job and miss out on getting the top quarterback, or they lose too many games to keep their jobs and won't be around to pick the next quarterback. The next quarterback of the New York Giants, the future of the New York Giants, still has to be found this season. And Russell Wilson isn't it, and Jameis Winston isn't it. And to look at this and say, well, now what are you going to have three of these quarterbacks in the room? What is your third pick going to be the third string quarterback? Yes. Yes. To start the season, yes. And you could still move on to him. What is Jameis Winston guaranteed? He's guaranteed $4 million. If you play Russell Wilson, the season falls apart, and you go to Shedeur Sanders halfway through, you don't owe Jameis Winston the first crack at it. So I think they are still set up. And for me, what it says to me is they're all in on drafting the quarterback three. They're all in on Ward or Shedeur. Because if they felt like they could find, like, hey, listen, I know I got three or four guys, right? We have the top. We have a top pick in the second round. I could always move back into the first round. We got two, three guys here that I could justify being the next quarterback. Like, I don't know if you do that. And then, like, they're doing this in case they don't get the quarterback at three. Because if they knew they could get any of these quarterbacks that they like, maybe they wouldn't do this. This is a backup plan in case you don't get the quarterback at three. I still think that's the move. If Shedeur Sanders is available at three, that is the pick. You bring him in. You've got two veteran quarterbacks to lead him. It's still only $14.5 million to the quarterback room. It's less than half you were paying Daniel Jones. So the money doesn't inhibit you from doing it. And you haven't, at $4 million, you're not guaranteeing Jameis Winston any sort of playing time. The quarterback sits. The quarterback waits. When they're ready, depending on record or his skill set, they go right into the young quarterback. This hasn't changed a damn thing. And I don't know why anyone think it would. You have got to find the future of your franchise. They have to, because they won't be around to find it next year. But they're gathering as much talent as they can. For $14 million, they got two veteran quarterbacks where if something goes wrong or an injury happens or early on in the year, they're playing much better, right? They've added some pieces defensively. They have a good run game. They, you know, maybe the offensive line plays better with a Luminor tackle and Andrew Thomas stays healthy and they actually win a handful of games where Russell is playing terribly or he gets hurt and you go to Jameis Winston. They are not taking chances at the quarterback room after having a disaster of one for the last 2 years. This is just making sure crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and lowercase j's. This is just making sure that they are in a stable position with the quarterback. This doesn't indicate anything to me about how they'll handle the third pick. It doesn't indicate anything to me about how they'll move forward with finding a quarterback in this draft. I feel the same way about it I felt before the Russell Wilson signing. I don't think this impacts it in any way. In any way, other than if I have to try and read into it, I think it's more about the idea of, hey, I don't know what's going to happen three. If they had the first or second pick, maybe they wouldn't sign two veterans. They don't have, everyone's just saying, well, explain to me how they're going to pick a quarterback at three. They might not have that option. Like, when we're forgetting this piece of information, we're acting like Shazor Sanders is going to be there at three, and they're choosing to sign Russell Wilson instead of making that pick. If they had the first or second pick, I would feel differently. They don't. Because of that incredibly stupid, useless, hurtful win that they had against the Colts, they are not in a position to guarantee themselves anything. So for two veteran quarterbacks to come in for $14.5 million guaranteed to stabilize your room, to make sure if I don't get that quarterback at three and I don't value Jackson Dart or Milrow or Howard or Shuck or anybody else as, you know, being worthy of that third pick, maybe I'll find him in the second round. Maybe someone will jump me. Whatever the case may be, if I don't come out with a quarterback in this class, at least I have two veterans where I feel the quarterback position is stable. But to me, this regime still needs to find the future quarterback of this team. That was the priority from day one. It's still the priority. And I don't think this indicates any which way what the Giants are thinking to do. And namely because, like, we act like we know that Shedeur Sanders is going to be there at three. This has been a two-quarterback draft. I know that the hype always starts going for these other quarterbacks. Right? It's always like, last year was a perfect case of it. J.J. McCarthy, despite winning a national championship, was on no one's radar. No one. Then all of a sudden, Pro Day and Jim Harbaugh talking him up, and suddenly he goes where he goes at the top of the draft. So, yeah, Jackson Dart's been hyped up. This one's been hyped up. But this has been a two-quarterback draft for a year now. And the New York Giants are picking third. So they are making sure that this quarterback room is going to be stable. And I firmly expect, and as you're hearing reports, Schefter is out there reporting it. I just saw a thing from Art Stapleton, my guy Art. Same thing from Jordan Renan. If Shedeur, Connor Hughes, everyone, if Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward are sitting there at three, I still fully expect the New York Giants to do the right thing and draft their quarterback.